Let's play some Ultimate Movie Championship, Keith.
Fine, if you're going to make me.
Brought to you by Cutthroat Comics, cutthroatcomics.com.
They'll cut your fucking throat.
And if you don't buy the new comic Stingray,
yeah,
available now, cutthroatcomics.com. So Flickchart is where we go. Flickchart.com/IDP is where we go for the Ultimate Movie Championship. This is where we rate our top movies. We're compiling a master list, the official Spider Sword podcast list of movies. What do you want to do? We can do some 80s, or we can just do some regular. Or we can try some current. So Flickchart's going to give us two movies, and we have decide on... we have to decide on which of the two we think is more deserving to be on our master list. Let's see here. All righty. Ooh.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah. this could be a difficult one.
I believe we tried this before. Hopefully
we'll try a few. Yeah. So we're trying the current 2010s to today.
I've seen both of these. I've
seen 22 well, Jump Street. I have not seen Dinner for Schmucks.
It's not that great.
Yeah, that's why I haven't seen it. I have seen the first Thor.
Versus 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, and 22 Jump Street for me.
I'd have to say 22 Jump Street.
One of those comedy. Both of them. They're so funny. I love them. Like, that's like, as far as like buddy comedy movie type things, you know? And like remakes that it's like, well, let's just take this premise and just fucking go hard comedy with
it. At one point, we're going to merge the Jump Street with Men in Black. And I think that idea just barely got nixed.
Good. Men in Black's not. If Men in Black considers them, I guess a comedy.
Men in Black's a comedy.
Not nearly as funny, though, as Jump Street's.
No.
I've
seen both of these.
Yeah. Whiplash versus Real Steel.
Whiplash.
Whiplash, the independent movie, did win Best Picture? He won for Best Actor, right? That was Birdman won.
Yeah.
But this was up against it. I love Whiplash. Whiplash is great.
This 2014 was the year of the independent movies, though, with Birdman and this both being...
Yeah. Yeah.
And I watched this, like, right after I heard about it. It was one of those ones that was, like, it's on DVD, like, the next day.
Yeah, it happens a lot with independent things,
and
by the time you hear about them, they're probably they've been available for a little bit.
So I found it, and this is when I was renting movies.
Yeah,
and
it was getting a lot of heat,
and I mean, I fucking loved it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. It was intense. Like, I wanted to punch fucking J.K. Rowling in the face a few times.
So good. Versus,
isn't that his name?
I don't
J.K. Simmons. The Rollins was that's the
Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter lady.
I'm bad with names, so I was just gonna go with it. But I'm
I knew it was wrong right away. Weird, I was like, no.
I was even thinking, he's like, that's kind of weird. His name's the same as
the Harry Potter lady. And Real Steel was it was fun. I liked it.
Rock'em Sock'em.
A lot of people shit on that movie all the way.
It's fun. I liked it. It's not good, but it's fun.
It wasn't a great movie, but I liked it.
Yeah, it's fun. Hugh Jackman. Robot, kind of like the evolution of BattleBots at some point, potentially. But yeah,
it's like a father son story.
Oh yeah, it had that. Yeah, which is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's in that kind of story a lot of times, like fighting movies.
Yeah,
not all the time, but it sometimes a father son, maybe coach trainer, actual father son. It's always kind of mentor student, which. This is the abusive
this is
family
abusive
relationship.
Father of,
This is how Michael Jackson was created.
That's how it got better.
Oh, man.
You play to your first bleed. Yeah, Whiplash, 100%.
Ooh, have you seen? I've seen both of these.
Yes.
Okay. Rango versus The Social Network.
The Social Network.
Yeah, I really like Rango. I've watched Rango definitely more than I've watched The Social Network. It's a really fun movie.
I watched
it's like the last
I watched it
Johnny Depp thing that
I watched
like.
It once and I was like, all right, cool. I didn't get the same reaction. And I like a lot of fucking kids shit.
It's fun, man. I don't know. It's like one of the last kids movies, I think, that I like. And it's Johnny Depp basically, I mean, it's kind of like the animated version of, there's a lot of references to like Fear and Loathing.
Yeah,
like
Hunter, he's the animated Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, but he's a little gecko. Yeah.
But yeah, The Social Network was a really good movie.
Yeah, it's a good one. It made Tilt Shift super popular. All right, so next up we
have not seen either.
You haven't seen either? Well, Gravity's cool.
Yeah.
Godzilla's disappointing. Her, have you seen Her?
No.
Ugh.
But I have seen.
I have not seen Seven Psychopaths.
I have seen Seven Psychopaths. It's a good movie.
Looper. I haven't seen The Artist.
I haven't either, but I've seen Looper.
Okay. So Looper, we got one.
Shit.
Looper versus.
But like, we love movies.
Oh shit.
We don't watch anything new.
Yeah. Well, we've seen a handful. We're doing all right. Looper versus The Revenant.
Now, Looper was a good movie.
I love both of these movies.
Looper might be, like, Bruce Willis took, like, 10 years off of giving a shit, and then, like, for some reason, he kind of gave a shit in this movie.
Yeah.
And then he stopped giving a shit and everything past that. But, yeah. Like, this one was, and it was a crazy story.
Time travel.
But, you know,
man.
It was kind of.
It's so good.
It reminded me of, like, just because it's of. Weirdly similar premises of like the 13 Monkeys, of like, you know, yeah,
and it's Bruce Willis
going back in time at seeing himself get murdered, even though like this ends up being
but that's like in every like Back to the Future he sees, you know.
But Looper was a good movie,
so it's like
said, The Revenant,
I mean,
just for the bear attack alone, I mean, the rest of the movie's awesome. But
there's
just
so
that
many
bear
shots.
Attack. And the shots are
beautiful.
You
can just put that movie on mute and just let it play in the background. It'd be pretty intense. Yeah. Even though it's not accurate to historical fact. Who gives a fuck? It's a crazy fucking movie.
Hugh Glass still got
shot
fucking
amazing.
Mauled by a bear and still crawled his way, eating fucking turds and shit while he recovered.
It was,
and then ran into some Indians who sewed a bear skin on his back, which they didn't even do that in this movie.
Yeah.
But that's what happened in real life.
Yeah.
Like, but it's a badass movie. I recommend everyone go watch it.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Both great movies. And then the Looper director directing the upcoming Star Wars.
Cool. Yeah. I'm down with that.
Ryan Johnson. I think his name is Johnson. Something like that. Revenant. All right. Let's do.
I have not seen Insidious 2.
I haven't seen either of these.
You haven't seen Oz the Great and Powerful?
No.
Didn't
even know that was a thing.
With James Franco?
No.
Really?
No. I didn't,
you didn't even know?
I didn't even know there was a Wizard of Oz movie that came out.
Yeah, it was Mila Kunis played the Wicked Witch of the West. It was not great.
Right.
It was all right, but it was not great.
Yeah.
I've not seen Moneyball.
Yeah, me either. So, Kingsman versus Pacific Rim. This was the monster versus robot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure because I didn't like that movie. So The Kingsman, 1,000%.
I did like Pacific Rim.
It's the relationship, that stupid relationship thing where it's like, oh, they have to work. Like, there has to be this
symbiosis
between the pilots. And, of course, there's a relationship squabble that they have to overcome. Spoilers. For, like, there wasn't really, like, I don't even remember any good action moments that were, like...
Giant fucking robots fighting not, like, giant monsters. It was
there's
awesome.
Not, like, this scene where, like, she's surrounded by cops and she jumps up in slow motion and... Like, that's a scene that's badass that you can explain. There's no specific scenes in that are like, oh, that was fucking... It was just kind of, like, dark, rainy... CG battle.
Yes. I still enjoyed the battle parts. The rest of the movie, I couldn't tell you a whole lot of what happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going with you with Kingsman.
Yeah. Which I did not like.
But I'm excited for Pacific Rim 2.
I will probably watch it at some point, but I'm not going to a theater. Let's do a couple more.
I haven't seen either. I may have seen Expendables 2.
Right.
But I hate those
don't
movies.
Don't be afraid of the dark.
I don't even want it to be register that I've seen it. Plus, I don't remember any of it. Have not seen Cloud Atlas. Have not seen Easy A.
Okay. Easy A is pretty good. I think it's like one of the last like teen comedies that I've watched.
Even though she was 26.
Yeah.
I have seen Super 8. I have not seen Snow White and the Huntsman.
This will be... Do one more after this. the first Expendables versus the first Super 8.
The first Super 8?
Yeah.
I'm going Super 8. Super 8 all the way.
1,000%. Did you like Super 8? A lot of people... Some people didn't
Super
like
Super 8,
it.
But I also I don't know. It reminded me... Stranger Things reminded me a lot of Super 8. Like, the feel.
Oh, for sure. Well, it has that 80s feel.
Yeah.
Where it's a bunch of kids in this kind of... You know, and they're doing, I mean, Super 8, they're filmmakers.
Yeah.
And they're a little older. But yeah, it's like the kid's journey, like a Goonies kind of a...
Yeah, I liked it, but I mean, I wasn't like, after I saw the movie, like, oh, you gotta fucking see it. I was just like, yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah. Alright. Super 8. Last one. Dim, last one, which doesn't... And it's not scrolling.
Oh.
All right, that was the last one. Flick chart told. Yeah, I can't do anything.
But if it was,
oh wait, I can refresh it.
Transcendence versus.
I haven't seen Transcendence.
No,
I have seen.
Now
You See Me.
Yeah,
I tried watching Transcendence, but like the first.
Isn't that the Johnny Depp?
AI.
Kinda, yeah. Well. A singularity.
Yeah, it's. Not, I don't know.
It's pretty much Ray Kurzweil.
Screw it.
Aw, snap. All
right, so that was the end of Flick Chart, or Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Ultimate Movie Championship.
At the end, I always fuck it up.